I am on my annual retreat and visiting with the priest who is providing meditations here, Father Barry Cole. And Father, I just wanted to have the opportunity to maybe share a thought in one of your meditations here about the idea of faith not being a private matter, something that we are called to share with others. You know, just if you could maybe expand on that a little bit, this concept for us.
Good. Yeah. Faith is one of those things, as John Paul II says, it's a lived knowledge of Christ, and we live out the commandments. And so faith is very much tied in with life and the way we live our lives. And just as a doctor, a man who's a doctor is known to be a doctor, but being a doctor isn't who he is, it's what he is. Or a professional golfer, is what he does, but it's not who he is. Faith is far different. It's a deeper thing that enters into our very being, conditions everything else that we do. And so when we say, you know, that faith is precisely a way of life, it's not a private thing, because necessarily it shows itself, it reveals itself in everything that we do as a husband, as a father, as a worker, doctor, engineer, whatever else we might be doing, the way we deal with our friends, all this is conditioned by our faith. And we can't split it up, we can't separate. John Paul II talks about there can't be two parallel existences in the life of a Christian, because faith enters into and conditions everything else that we're doing. And that's why it's not a private matter. No. And as such, it overflows and touches the lives of others as well, because we are the ones who touch others, and faith is very much part of who we are. And so we can't say, it's not a question in our apostolate of imposing our faith of others, but it's certainly a question of revealing it to others, making it known to others, showing others the joy of living the faith, that it really is good news that we receive from Christ, and therefore we want to share with others. Just as in a human experience, you know, good news, good experience, we always tell others about it. You can't imagine what happened to me. I want to tell you about this or that or wherever it might be, the good things that happen to us. The best thing that can happen to us is our faith. Therefore, we need to feel a certain sense of urgency within ourselves to hand that on to others. Something really great, a treasure that we carry, but a treasure we can be shared. And the strange thing about it is, unlike other treasures, the more you share, the less you've got. Faith, the more you share, the more you've got. The more people enter into sharing their faith with you, the more intense, the deeper, the broader that faith becomes, the more meaningful it becomes as we hand it on to others and share it with others and bring them into that realm of faith as well, by a witness, by helping us see here. Faith means something to me. And that's why we have to reveal it. That's why it can't be private. No, because we have to show faith means something to me. If I've got it just hidden away, it's meaningless. It's something which is sterile. And faith is something which is fruitful and is meant to be shared.
Well, you kind of posed the question, people who know me, do they know I'm Catholic?
Yeah.
And to the point where maybe they might have a question and would like to ask me a question, I think for a lot of people probably there's a little bit of fear that if I make myself known too much to be Catholic, mm-hmm. I'm going to be hit with a question I don't know the answer to.
No.
But that kind of implies the need to study your faith and be able, if not to directly answer, at least point to somebody where they can find that. Or maybe, as I think you also gave an example of hearing something you knew to be wrong, finding that answer and maybe finding an opportunity to say, hey, I looked this up in the catechism and you said this, but here's what the catechism said.
Yeah, I mean, that's very much part of it. If faith is so important, it's meant to be lived, we have to know it more and more. We have to know it better and better, and that's why the Holy Fathers called for that year of faith and specifically pointed to the catechism, documents of the Second Vatican Council that we need to know in order to live them out, to put them into practice, to show that we are truly aware of our faith and its dimensions in order to be able to communicate it to others, to help them in different ways. It's not a question of imposing anything on anyone, but it is revealing the truth to them. It's all about the truth. And that's what has to be made known. And if I'm living the faith, and faith is such an essential part of me, then I want to foster it, I want to develop it, I want it to be seen. And that's the way people recognize a man of faith. It's not because I go around wearing all sorts of religious symbols around my neck or on my arms or whatever. That's irrelevant, really. How I make known that I'm Catholic precisely is because I live my faith. So in conversations, the tone of my conversation, simple things, don't talk, you know, bad jokes, gross kind of expressions, things like this. I make an effort to avoid that, to raise the tone, even as to avoid certain topics and themes and so on because they're not appropriate. I make it known to people when they bring up, I would say simple things, television shows, movies and so on, that people are praising, and I say, I'm sorry, I wouldn't go and see that. No, I've read about it, and it's no interest to me, no, the thematics of it and the ways it's covered. I'm just not interested in that kind of thing. I don't think we should see those. So little by little, as we know people, our faith transcends it and shows itself, reveals itself. We don't go on preaching, I'm a Catholic, by the way, just so. Yeah. No, it just comes up in the way we talk, the way we deal with things, the way we live charity with people, the way we're understanding with them, the way we make effort to control our reactions, little by little. And then people ask, hey, why do you do that? How do you do that? So, well, I'm trying to live my faith. I'm trying. It doesn't mean I'm perfect. That's not what I'm trying to do. At least I'm trying to put into practice what I believe.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Father Barry Cole, for sharing here. While we've been on retreat, at our opportunity to have a few moments to talk in between some of our activities.